Ezekiel chapter 8. And it came to pass in the sixth year, in the sixth month, on the fifth of the month, that as I sat in my house, and the elders of Judah sat before me, the hand of the Lord Jehovah fell there upon me. And I looked, and behold, a likeness as the appearance of fire, from the appearance of his loins and downward, fire, and from his loins and upward as the appearance of brightness, as the look of glowing brass. And he stretched forth the form of a hand, and took me by a lock of my head, and the Spirit lifted me up between the earth and the heavens, and brought me in the visions of God to Jerusalem, to the entry of the inner gate that looketh toward the north, where was the seat of the image of jealousy, which provoketh to jealousy. And behold, the glory of the God of Israel was there, according to the appearance that I saw in the valley. And he said unto me, Son of man, lift up now thine eyes toward the north. And I lifted up mine eyes toward the north, and behold, northward of the gate of the altar, this image of jealousy in the entry. And he said unto me, Son of man, seest thou what they do? The great abominations that the house of Israel commit here to cause me to go far off from my sanctuary? And yet again thou shalt see great abominations. And he brought me to the entry of the court. And I looked, and behold, a hole in the wall. And he said unto me, Son of man, dig now through the wall. And I digged through the wall, and behold, a door. And he said unto me, Go in, and behold the wicked abominations that they do here. And I went in and looked, and behold, every form of creeping thing, and abominable beast, and all the idols of the house of Israel, portrayed upon the wall round about. And there stood before them 70 men of the elders of the house of Israel. And in the midst of them stood Jaazaniah the son of Shaphan, with every man a censer in his hand, and a thick cloud of incense went up. And he said unto me, Hast thou seen, son of man, what the elders of the house of Israel do in the dark, every one in his chambers of imagery? For they say, Jehovah seeth us not, Jehovah hath forsaken the land. And he said unto me, Yet again thou shalt see great abominations which they do. And he brought me to the entry of the gate of Jehovah's house that was toward the north. And behold, there sat women weeping for Tammuz. And he said unto me, Seest thou, son of man? Thou shalt yet again see greater abominations than these. And he brought me into the inner court of Jehovah's house. And behold, at the entry of the temple of Jehovah, between the porch and the altar, were about 25 men, with their backs toward the temple of Jehovah and their faces toward the east, and they worshipped the sun toward the east. And he said unto me, Seest thou, son of man? Is it a light thing to the house of Judah to commit the abominations which they commit here, that they yet fill the land with violence, and keep provoking me afresh to anger? And behold, they put the branch to their nose. And I also will deal in fury, mine eye shall not spare, neither will I have pity. And though they cry in mine ears with a loud voice, I will not hear them.